February 1st, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I find it excruciating to watch our new president discuss his trade policy going forward against Mexico when he predicates his comments and actions on false assertions and misinformation. Mexico is being set up as the example that will be set as the Trump administration implements its larger global trade policy with other major trade partners. I don't think that Mexico will be given a fair hearing or a quarter from this kangaroo court. Trump has declared them guilty of assorted contrived offenses, will pass sentence without fair hearing. Trump equates a trade deficit with theft and dishonesty. That's absurd. If you were a dairy farm located next to a large city and you worked hard producing large quantities of milk for city customers at affordable prices, you could not spend all the income that you would receive for the milk from the city on products produced in the large city. You have local expenses and production costs, and your employees spent their wages locally so that the dairy takes in more money from its city customers than it is spending in the city. They have a trade deficit with your dairy. President Trump appears to think that means your dairy farm is stealing from the city, and therefore there should be tariffs placed on your milk exported from the farm to the city. I think that's rather stupid, as either they start milking cows or city consumers pay more for milk. Mexico has a population of 128 million people compared to 324 million Americans. If Mexico can produce low-cost goods, the U.S. is by far the bigger market, so therefore we'll have a trade deficit with Mexico if allowed the economic freedom to buy them. Mexico has a proportionally smaller economy relative to consumption than the U.S. That has never before been a crime. While Mexico has certainly benefited from the U.S. business, Mexican imports from the U.S. have soared from the success of trade, too. This has particularly benefited the U.S. ag sector, which has improved diets in Mexico relative to their growth of incomes as a result of this trade. The only crime that I know of that Mexico is alleged to have done against the U.S. is work harder for less money, attracting investment that grew their economy by selling products to the U.S. They used their labor cost advantage to compete, and as low-cost producers saw sales grow in the U.S. So Donald Trump is going to reward that success with a wall and trade barriers. The U.S. is now stepping up to Mexican competition with protectionism. The growth seen in the Mexican economy was the strongest wall that could ever been built at the border to limit illegal immigration, as it diffuses the urgency and leveled the opportunity so that Mexicans had a pathway to economic growth on their side of the border to incentivize them staying there. Illegal immigration from Mexico has declined to near net zero currently, providing no justification for the expense of a wall. Mexican economic growth was the best solution to the illegal immigration problem. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. When the Mexican economy weakens, there will be another desperate surge in illegal crossings trying to get ahead of construction of the physical wall. It will reinflate illegal immigration in direct conflict with the administration's heightened deportations. When job growth reverses and contracts in Mexico, the unemployment rate will rise inside Mexico, and there is no work for deportees to Mexico. That will strain the Mexican economy further, worsening the conflagration being created. Under these circumstances, the wall will be tested, as Trump's policies will create demand for Mexicans to cross the border again for economic reasons, no jobs at home, and an economic recession. Donald Trump has vowed to make Mexico pay for the wall to the cheers of his supporters, many of which, who for some reason appear to enjoy the idea of invoking retribution against our southern neighbor for perceived offenses. I admittedly don't get that. He has picked out Mexico for his example that he will set for others who may challenge his trade and foreign policies because Mexico is weak. He wants China, Japan, the European Union, and others to take note of what he would do to a friend so they will readily see what he would do to them, who have less close relationships, so that little is left to their imaginations. Mexico is not going to voluntarily pay for the wall. There are, of course, many other means to take the money from them. If a tariff is placed on Mexican goods exported to the U.S., then U.S. consumers will pay for the wall, as the prices of those goods will be increased accordingly to offset it. If exporting products to the U.S. under tariffs makes them unaffordable, either way, U.S. consumer costs on these products will go up. I expect Mexico to be blamed for that, too. If Mexico is tariffed, other countries will become more competitive and export more to the U.S. to fill demand until they, too, are tariffed. Protectionism spreads like a communicable disease. there's never been historical evidence of any benefit. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.